नमस्कार, जय सिया राम, राधे राधे। वेलकम टू दिस इंग्लिश एडिशन ऑफ पी गुरुज एंड आई एम योर होस्ट एंड दोस्त सुमित पी टुडे बिकॉज वी आर डूइंग दिस शो अ बिट अर्लियर ड्यू टू सम रीजंस एंड व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू ब्रिंग टू यू सो इट्स गोइंग टू बी अ मोनो शो। व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू ब्रिंग टू यू इज द इम्पॉर्टेंट एस्पेक्ट ऑफ द डेवलपमेंट व्हिच हैज हैपेंड रिसेंटली एंड व्हाट इज द कनोटेशन बिहाइंड इट। वेल फ्रेंड्स, यू मस्ट हैव ऑल हर्ड अबाउट दैट देयर इज अ रिपोर्ट व्हिच इज आउट that Canadian government and the Canadian Mounted, Royal Mounted Police, that is the Canadian police, has taken into custody three people. So all the three people are of Indian origin. They were on a visitor's visa there or a student visa there. And it is believed that these three people are the people who orchestrated, who supported, or who did the alleged killing of Nijjar, the Khalistani terrorist. Now, what is important here is that when you know the three people are arrested, though they are of Indian origin, but they were in Canada, they were on a student visa or whatever. Now, these three students, I would say, are believed to have links with Bishnoi gang. Now, Bishnoi is the person who is in Tihar jail and he is a known gangster and they are supposed to be a part of his gang. Now, the question which comes to my mind is, if this is what happens and this is what Canadians have claimed, and so far, if you go as per the claims of the Canadian police, which is very baffling, Canadian police has said that they have no links with Indian government, with RNAW, or with anybody to do with Indian High Commission or Indian government or Indian establishment as such. And kindly do not refer to the Pakistani establishment. I'm talking about the real Indian establishment. So these people have no links with that. Now, the question here is, if these people have no links to that, then what was the story which came up in the American newspapers? What was the story in which the American press secretary was mentioning about? Then what is the link of Vikram Yadav? How is Vikram Yadav, so-called alleged RAW officer, involved? Now, in the story, it was also told Mr. Samant Goel approved the hit. Now, how does Mr. Samant Goel come into the picture? Now, and they told us that NSA, Mr. Ajit Doval, seems to be aware of this. How does Ajit Dovalji come into the picture? And possibly PMO. And possibly PMO. That is where the dots join. So you were trying to get Prime Minister Modi into it. You were trying to get the PMO involved into it. You were trying to suggest that the Prime Minister Modi's office gives directions or gives commands for the execution of people on a foreign soil, which India doesn't do. Now, if that is what the sources had told them, and they told us that they went around seven countries, they spoke to people in India, they spoke to people in all these countries, and these are people, on the basis of being anonymous or their identities not being known, has given them these information. Now, that means this whole story was concocted. That means this whole story was a bundle of lies. That means this was a figment of imagination. Remember when I did that program a couple of days on P-Gurus, I told you that this is a very interesting plot. A fiction novel can be written on this plot. Now, if that is right, then this is not right. If this is right, then that was obviously not right. Now, today, either you are bluffing there or you are bluffing here, but the fact remains you are bluffing all the way. When Indian government asked you for any evidence, you could not give any evidence. Then you did a selective media leak. And the media leak was done when our elections were happening. And let me take you back, ladies and gentlemen. Ministry of External Affairs, the honorable spokesperson, has told that this is a blatant attempt to interfere in the election process of India. With the biggest election of the world is being held, you are trying to interfere there. You are trying to tarnish the image of your leader and you are trying to influence the voting patterns here. Why? Because your election is also going in the United States of America. Your elections somewhere nearby in Canada and anytime in the United Kingdom. And you want to appeal to a particular community, which unfortunately you think are all Khalistanis. And let me correct you, none of the patriotic six can ever be Khalistanis. So your whole attempt, your whole idea was to malign the image of Prime Minister Modi and malign the image of Indian government. Now, question is that the American newspapers have been hinting to Five Eyes. So can I conclude today that it's a Five Eye conspiracy? Can I conclude today it's the Five Eyes which got together and which decided, let's create a story, let's create a canard which we can use to tarnish the image of the Honorable Prime Minister of India, where we can tarnish the image of India. Now, is this what the Five Eyes intelligence is all about? Is how good or bad they are? Now, if these people, though they are from Indian origin and they have links with Lawrence Bishnoi gang, I don't know, that is what has been claimed. Now, the question here is, how is Lawrence Bushnoi doesn't work for Government of India? Lawrence Bushnoi has nothing to do with Government of India. There is no question connection between Lawrence Bushnoi and Government of India. Definitely not the PMO or the NSA's office or the RNAW. So you can see how things are being created at the right point of time. What is the idea? The idea is also to influence the policymakers in the United States of America, which have a pro-leaning to the Modi government. If you look at State Department has various silos. They work in various silos, and they all silos are pretty independent. But if you look at Jack Sullivan's office, if you look at the foreign affairs and all, they have a strong inclination towards India. But what is US doing? US is playing this, you know, what we call in Hindi, bandar baat. You are trying to balance between the two monkeys. So one of your person gets up and say, oh, this is what it has happened. And this is what the Canadians say. We are having a keen eye on that. You are also having a very keen eye on the Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. I hope you don't find an interesting story there as well. So you are trying to say, we are having a very keen eye on that. This is what the Canadians are saying. Now the Canadians are saying that three guys who have links with the Lawrence Bushnoi gang. So now, will the American press secretary come and apologize? Will the Canadian Justin Trudeau come and apologize? No, he will not. Now, if this was not a story of figment of imagination of Canada, how is Jagmeet Singh today again claiming, who is an ally in the Justin Trudeau's government, is claiming that these people have links with the Indian RNAW? How does Jagmeet Singh know? Does he get hallucinations, or does he get some panic attacks wherein he is hallucinating and getting those images and visuals? So don't tell me he's a super divine person where he gets the Divya Vivani or the Divya Vision, the divine vision where he can tell all that. That means Canadian government is fully supporting terror. Canadian government has been a tool in the hands of Five Eyes, which were trying to use this Niger's killing by somebody in a rival gang or one of his enemies. And anyway, Niger was a plumber carrying AK-47. He went to training at least three times to Pakistan. He organized camps in Canada and he wanted to train people there. I don't know how does he become a law-abiding Canadian citizen. So are you telling me that a law-abiding kind Canadian citizens are carrying AK-47s? I don't know that. If that is happens, that Mr. Justin Trudeau, you have to clarify that. Now, when that person gets killed, you are using this opportunity how to spin it back to Prime Minister Modi, how to spin it back to the PMO and to the NSA's office. How do we use this opportunity to tarnish the image of India? That is what you are doing. So you created a very, very convenient story. The convenient story went on for some time. It did not get enough ground. When it did not get enough ground, what did you do? You tried to do a selective media leak. Then you created imaginary characters. Vikram Yadav, Saman Goelji, then Ajit Dovalji, and all those. Which is a figment of your imagination. Likewise, if any American gets killed somewhere, we can also find the hierarchy and tell you, okay, this is who told this. Some Bill told Scott, and Scott told Bonnie, and Ronnie told Peter, and this is how it happened. And basically, it's a Jack Sullivan who knows what happened. And it was done by on the behest of the Joe Biden's office. This is all figment of imagination, which you are trying to make a realism out of it. Now, who stands exposed today? Because the newspapers of America were hinting to Five Eyes. So, will this so-called Five Eyes intelligence come and apologize? Ek Hindi mein kahawat hai, paanch aankhon wala andha. Paanch aankhon wala andha. I mean, somebody with five eyes and still blind. This is what looks to be the story here. So are you telling me these five eyes are so incompetent, they don't know what is right and wrong? Or are you admitting that this was a plot which you did intentionally to interfere in the elections of India and to tarnish the image of our honorable Prime Minister? And impact the image of India, because India is getting the highest FDI today. India is the fastest growing economy. India has the highest demographic dividend, and India is where the hope of the world economy is. Recently, I think JP Morgan's CEO and all some, he was, have had all the praises for Prime Minister Modi, how he has managed the things. Whereas there are people who are talking even in the Fitch and even in the various rating agencies of America that the debt of America is becoming the Achilles' heel. Today, Elon Musk quoted, the dollar will become useless and redundant looking at the amount of debt that America has. This is Elon Musk. I'm quoting you today. What did he say? And your China's rating by the various government agencies, by the Fitch, six Chinese banks, including China, Construction Bank of China, is now poor. It's not fair, it's not poor. So all the major six Chinese banks' ratings has been gone down, has been written to poor. And the government of Chinese credit rating has been also downgraded to poor. This is done by American agencies. So American economy doesn't seem to be doing too well. Chinese economy doesn't seem to be too well. Russians have their problem with the Ukraine. The only country which is not impacted by war, the only country which is doing good and doing good for the people of its India, the only country which has a demographic dividend for next 70 years, the only country which is going at 7.5, 7.3% is India. The only country who's trying to be as independent as possible. Like, we imported Russian oil, we have saved around $9 billion there. So you don't like that. So what are you trying to do? You are somehow trying to weaken our government and trying to say, like, look, in India, the things are not straight. Say if Indian government will go and do extrajudicial killings if it is required. And Indian Prime Minister authorizes those killings. Now, when Mr. Justin Trudeau, you went to that Khalistani, Khalistani event, where in Khalistan Zindabad, slogans were chanted. You chose to be on the stage. You never left the stage. What do we infer from there? We infer from there that you are supporting Khalistan. Where does your cabinet colleague get the information that they are linked to RNAW? If there's the information, why don't you put it in the public forum? And let us know what is the link. I strongly suggest, now the time has come, India has to really hit back. India has to really call it a day. And India has to teach Canada a lesson. There are a couple of ways which we can do that. First of all, we should openly start talking about Quebec referendum. The Quebec referendum we can organize in New Delhi and see how does it go. We can should have a government of exile of people in Quebec like we have for Tibetans in India. We can give them some space, some amenities so that they can carry on their legitimate cause. We also need to now talk about tariffs which have to be put on these Canadian imports into India. We have to strengthen, or we have to make it tough, the visa giving process. All the peoples with so-called Khalistani agendas and Khalistani origins, their PIO, OCI cards and all, they should be cancelled. And anybody who is directly believed to be linked with all this crap happening, I think under UAPA, we should attach their assets and call it a day. Even we should reduce the Canadian consulates in India. We should reduce their, the number of staff here. And we should demand an apology from Justin Trudeau. We should bring up the issue of mass graves, which have been found in Canada, wherein 2 to 5 year kids, 2,000 to 5,000 kids were buried there. We have to talk about the ethnic cleansing of the natives, which we did for 120 years by something where China takes the inspiration from you, what they call as re-engineering, what they call as those re-engineering camps or whatever. Basically, that was your idea. You got those natives there, you wanted to convert them into Christianity, you made them do all things. Girls were subjected to sexual harassment. Teenage pregnancies were happening there. We have done a lot of programs on our TV on that and have been a part of a lot of discussions on that. So why are you not accountable for that? And on 30th September, you are celebrating that day to say, okay, we did wrong for 120 years. So the country which has eroded the natives, the country wherein truckers did a strike and you declare it a national emergency and you call in the cavalry, you freeze their bank accounts and you use all kinds of force and atrocities against them. That is your within right. And now the question becomes an important question. Now, you know what has happened. Now, your citizen and American citizen, of course, Pannu is talking of assassination of my prime minister. Pannu is talking of assassination of my external affairs minister. He's talking of putting a bomb in a plane wherein my people travel and he wants to kill people like me who are common citizens on that plane. What are you doing, Mr. Justin Trudeau, to arrest that man? Are you waiting for one more Kanishka disaster to happen? By the way, in Kanishka, there were maximum people who got killed by Canadians. And you have not given any justice to their soul. They are still asking for justice. And how many kids got killed, Mr. Justin Trudeau? Because you don't want to talk about that, right? And personally talking about you, what are you? You are a failed actor, failed director, failed businessman, now a failed prime minister. Because you are your papa's boy so that you have to be in the power. That is the reality. So people in America and people everywhere in the world have to learn one thing. You have to stop lecturing India on what is right and what is wrong. You have to stop casting aspersions on India. India will do whatever is in its national interest. That is my personal opinion. I don't carry the brief for any government, but I can say India has all the rights to do to protect the lives and liberty of 1.4 billion people we live in. When India, the biggest election is happening, you are trying to interfere with that. You have not given us one shred of evidence as to what is this allegation about. Now, it is proved as per your police, there is no link with the government of India. Now, when is the apology coming? When is the apology coming? And your Pannu has put the names on the hoardings of my diplomats in Canada, of our diplomats in Canada, and has threatened them with violence. So when are you arresting Pannu, Mr. Justin Trudeau? Or are you telling me that if anybody gets a Canadian passport, he's above the law, he can do whatever he wants to do, he can kill a few people, he can slaughter a few people, he can put a bomb in a plane, which is okay, some people will die, but it's okay, he has a Canadian passport. Isn't this racial imperialism you're supporting with? Isn't this racial in nature? Because if you have a Canadian passport, you can be a terrorist with AK-47, you can talk of killing our prime minister or external affairs minister, my diplomats, you can talk of putting a bomb in a plane wherein my fellow citizens will be killed. But we are supposed to honor a plumber with an AK-47, which was killed by somebody, and you are holding us responsible. The problem is that in your government, the Khalistanis have infiltrated your own government. You don't know that. The problem is your country is a background, is a playground for MI7, is a playground for MSS, is a playground for ISI. And even Russians are also, FSS is also operating quite freely there. What happened to the Baloch girls killers who what called Taslima Baloch? What happened to those killers? She got killed in Canada. What happened to the killers of Ripu Daman Singh? How many people have you caught in? No, they're not caught in anybody. So why are you only picking up certain types of cases? All the people who were pro-India got killed in Canada, some of them. You didn't talk about them. You don't talk about the Baloch girl. You don't talk about how ISI is operating freely on your land. You do not talk about your real estate is controlled by literally Chinese. You are not talking about the increasing drug problem in Canada. You are not talking about the high cost of living, wherein a lot of people are now leaving Canada because it's become unviable to live. Because you are hardly doing anything. You're busy doing a tango with these Khalistani terrorists. That is what you're doing. Your national security policy goes around Khalistan, and your national duty seems to be protecting Niger. That is what you are, Mr. Theodore. And your apology of a leader, honestly, if I have to tell you, your apology of a leader, Canadians are very unfortunate to have you as a leader. This is what is the problem of dynastic politics. Our Honorable Prime Minister says something very brilliantly. The biggest problem what democracies can face is the dynastic politics. And if somebody is a living monument of that, is a living, is a living, breathing example of that, that is you, Mr. Prime Minister of Canada. You have put Canadian relations at an all-time low with the most emerging and a superpower in making country, India. Your universities run on our students. There are 70,000 students which we send from India, and that money is used to subsidize the education from Canadians. Your universities run on us. Your country needs us more than we need. A lot of skilled immigration is happening from India, which helps to keep Canada up and running. But let me tell you, the way things are going, the things are going to change. And Mr. Theodore, may make one point. Take a pen and paper. Modi ji is going to come back on 4th of June. The swearing in will be on 6th of June. I can tell you once in Modi 3.0, no holds back. No hold back. There's going to be no hold back. We will do whatever is in our supreme national interest. If you like it, you live with it. You don't like it, that's your call. You can resign and let a more competent person come and take over. If you think you people can gang up, Five Eyes, and you, the Western Bloc, can gang up and try to put pressure on my prime minister, on my country, on my nation, we are 1.4 billion people. Why don't you get it? You cannot put pressure on 1.4 billion people. You cannot question the election of 1 billion people where a billion people are voting. You are a teeny mini land. You know, we have one state in our country called Haryana. It's one of the smallest states. Your country's population is less than Haryana. So do not think that you are neighbor of America. Do not think you're the 52nd state of America and you are a son of a politician. You are supposed to be allegedly some good-looking Caucasian man. And you can set the norms of the game. You don't determine the goalpost and do not try to change the goalpost because you are not competent of changing the goalpost. We as a country of 1.4 billion people refuse to take dictations from anybody on planet Earth, which includes your good self. So Mr. Prime Minister, wake up, smell coffee, and learn to live with reality. People with AK-47s are danger to your country, are danger to my country. And if somebody eliminates them, it's a part of the job. You live by the gun, you die by the gun. What is even that? What makes you so surprised? And why you have been such a irresponsible leader? You have been putting all kind of, you have been casting all kinds of aspersions, you have been putting all kinds of allegations on the Republic of India. What we need is an unconditional apology now. Or tell us that I'll expose the people who are in the canal. Now, I want to address the United States of America. Your people have been trying to, are going by what the Canadians tell. Your people are trying to address the things what are written in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. So now would you summon the editors of these two publications, a few more, and ask them a few questions that why and what were your sources? Where did you get this information from? Where does this imaginary character Vikram Yadav come from? Right? May I know who is this Vikram Yadav? Or you just picked up a name and said, okay, Vikram Yadav. I can say Shambhu Yadav, Surinder Yadav. By the way, I have a person who works for me. His name is Surinder Yadav. So maybe it was the same person. Can you, Mr. Editor, can you go and check it was not Surinder Yadav, the person who works for me? Maybe he was the one. Right? How does it matter? It's a mountain of lies. You can put anybody's name in that. This is what your problem is. You still suffer from white man supremacy. You believe that you are white, you are Caucasians, and we are brown skinned or yellow skinned people. You can rule over us. We are not the aborigines of your land. We are not the people whom you buried in those mass graves. We are not the people whom you ruled for 120 years, whom you ethnic cleansing, you died. Jastinder Yadav. Yeah, Jastinder Yadav can be also one of the contenders. We are not those people. And militarily, economically, you know, intellectually, population-wise, demographic dividend-wise, if you take any parameter, we are much, much powerful than you. So where do you have this imperialistic hangover? Where does this imperialistic hangover come from? Where do you believe that you are superior? Where do you believe, because you are Canada, you can put talk any kind of BS and we will take it lined up? No, Mr. Prime Minister, it is not going to happen. And you have to teach your good buddy, Jastinder. Just Jagmeet Singh. Jagmeet Singh, I have to teach him to toe the line. Because what you are doing irreversible harm to the Canadian economy. You are doing irreversible harm to the people of Canada and their interests, because you want to be on the clutches of Jagmeet Singh. You want to be in the power. But for being power, you are sacrificing the government and the interests of people of Canada. That is your reality. And you gang up with anybody in the Five Eyes. I don't want to take names. We know who are in Five Eyes. You can have the American press secretary come and give the statement, but nothing is going to change here. You see why India is there? Because we are the hope of the world. Everybody wants to come to my country. We are the future market. China, the story is over. America, it's an ailing infrastructure. You need around $15-20 trillion to repair the infrastructure. America doesn't have that money. And if I go by Elon Musk today saying the amount of debt you have, the dollar will become useless and redundant. This is one of your biggest businessman who's talking, is the world's richest man who's talking. It's not I'm talking. I have been talking this, but when I say it doesn't matter, when I think Elon says it matters a lot. Now, this is the reality of the world we live in. Now, in this reality, do you think by any figment of imagination, because of your color, because of the color of your hair, or because of your proximity with the Americans, or the language you speak, or the food you eat, or the culture you have, what gives you superiority? What gives you the superiority complex? No. And Americans had the right to eliminate Qasem Soleimani. He was a national security threat. Nobody questioned that. He was an Iranian national and a general, right? Now, why is India being questioned every now and then? And why do you think India is responsible and answerable to all your things? It is not responsible. We are not answerable to any of your things, right? Gangster. And secondly, I want to raise one more issue. Terrorists are there. There are a lot of allegations now on Canada on money laundering. There are a lot of allegations that how Chinese are doing money laundering in the Canada. How come all the dreaded gangsters of India are in Canada? How come for all these gangsters, the safe haven is Canada? How come all these gangsters are operating from Canada? What makes you think because of these gangsters, so many of them live in Canada, they are not killing each other? Do you have a guarantee that no gangster killed Niger? And as per your police, these guys, the people who killed him allegedly have links with alleged Bishnoi gang. So if gangsters are killing each other and if gangsters get killed by the virtue of that, how does this become a problem of India? Why all the gangsters of India and the world end up in Canada? How are Chinese controlled your real estate? Do you have an answer to that? And how are Pakistanis really messing up your system, Mr. Jastinder? Mr. Prime Minister, sir, let me remind you, there are a lot of madrasas which are operated by Pakistanis. What do Pakistanis do? They go and do those, they get kids from the Pakistan or from the Muslim community. They teach them in the madrasa. They give them 90%, 98, 99% marks. When they get these marks, what happens, Mr. Theodore, is that they go and get admissions in your universities on a scholarship. So practically no money paid. When they graduate, they enter your government, they enter your government departments, they enter your police. How many people from the Pakistani origin are in your police today? Do you know? Just go and have a look. It's not my job to tell you. I know the numbers, but I don't want to tell you how many people from Pakistani origin are in your police department today. And how many people have infiltrated your government from the Khalistani this camp? Not only that. Why is Surrey called mini Khalistan? What is so special about Surrey? Why you have your Gurdwaras? There are pictures of a dreaded terrorist called Bindranwale. What has Bindranwale got to do with the Canadian tradition or Canadian origin? Why is Canadian government promoting terror? Why is Canadian government harboring terrorists, gangsters, rapists, and people from all countries who have nefarious pasts and nefarious designs? Why all the gambling dons of China end up there? Why all the retired generals of Pakistani army end up there? Why all the gangsters of the world seem to be having a convenient destination, Canada? What is so great about Canada? Does the water taste sweet? Or is the bread softer? Or is your government complacent because you want to win the election and you want to remain in the power? Well, the answer is you want to win the election and you want to remain in the power. But whatever you do in Canada, that is your issue. But if you cast aspersions on our Prime Minister and our government, we are not going to take it lined up. We are going to expose all of your deeds everywhere. What were your relations with Fidel Castro? Your father had very good relations with Fidel Castro. What was that about? And people talk about a lot of things which I can't talk on a public broadcast. Well, you must have heard or known about that. So what's happening in Canada, Mr. Prime Minister? And let me tell you one more thing. Your country, the cost of living is going up and is going up exponentially. Another 5 to 10 years, will this country be viable? Because you have not more than 10% of the land is inhabitable. Right, where people can live, and the cost is going up. Where are the people going to go? We can't go beyond that. So what is going to be the future of Canada? I don't think you have a population which is increasing, and a lot of immigrants which you have brought from the world, from the Islamic world, are very, very good and decent citizens. It's a matter of time when the things will show up. And what is your birth rate? Have you checked your statistics? The new kids admitted to the school, how many of them are Caucasians and how many of them are, you know, how many of them are, you know, kind of from the Islamic faith? So there is a plethora of disaster. There is a plethora of disaster which is brewing around Canada. And you seem to be worried about a plumber with an AK-47 who went to training for Pakistan and some alleged plot, somebody killed him, India eliminated him, all that. I think you are a house of misplaced priorities. You are a house wherein you don't know a head and tail of what is happening. You are incompetent. You should not be the Prime Minister. You should leave the chair and let somebody competent come and govern it. And Mr. Prime Minister, what do you feel? When my Prime Minister thinks of the security of 1.4 billion people, do you think he's really bothered? What is the passport the other side person is carrying? Do you think if I'm in his place, I think I'm bothered about the passport of a terrorist? I'm not. India is not bothered. What is so great in your passport? So what if he's a Canadian? I mean, let's assume Niger is a Canadian, and how does it make him difference? Does it mean that are you telling us that Canadian, a terrorist with a Canadian passport is above the law? And we Indians are some way subservient to him? No, that is not the case. You are lost in your own paradise. No, that is not the case. And let me tell you one more thing. I want to address 2 or 3 points before we end this vlog today. India will have the right to take out its enemies in the prime national interest, wherever they are in the world. We hold that right. Right. Second thing, if you want to cast aspersions, if you want to put allegations on us, you must have solid evidence. You must have solid proofs. Then come and talk to us. Do not become a crybaby. Do not become a Alice of the Alice in Wonderland. Do not become the white rabbit who's perpetually running for gate for the party. You might have your aura in Canada. You might be the chocolate boy. You might be that smart Caucasian. You might be your father's son, model, whatever. But when it comes to India and Indian ethos and Indian politics, you do not matter. Your Jagmeet Singh altogether does not matter. And your so-called these Khalistanis, a handful of them, do not matter. And we will not tolerate insult to our Prime Minister. We will not tolerate insult to our External Affairs Minister. We will not tolerate insult to Republic of Bharat. will not tolerate insult and life threats to our ambassadors. Look, Mr. Theodore, we are still within the line, right? But you know, my prime minister also has compulsions. My prime minister is also responsible and is supposed to handle the aspirations of 1.4 billion people. You know how much is 1.4 billion people? You know, to go out and do elementary mathematics again. Once you know, once you figure out how many zeros are there in 1.4 billion, then understand, things can hit the fan. Things can go really bad for Canada, and which will not be good for you and your government. So if you are there to sacrifice Canadian interests for your interests, if you are there to cannibalize the Republic of Canada because you want to be in power, if you are so in love with your chair that you want to dismantle your relations with the biggest and the most powerful economy and superpower in making India, people of Canada are not going to forget you for that. You will go into the history as the prime minister who caused maximum damage to Canada. That is our limited take on that. And in the last while, before I go, you can try whatever you want. You can have all the things on your life. You can talk to 5 eyes, 7 eyes, 10 eyes, 20 eyes, and get out of this hallucination. You are a part of G7, you're something big or something great or something larger than life. You are not. You are not Justin Trudeau. So mend your ways, look for the interest of Canada, look for partnership and friendship. Terrorists with guns meet an end. People who live by the gun, they die by the gun. It is the rule of evolution. I hope after this vlog, you should have some sense in your head and stop listening to Khalistanis and work for the interests of Canada. And in the last, whatever you say and do, you know, this is my pen on the table, right? You can't even move this pen. Forget the Republic of India, forget the Prime Minister of India, forget the PMO, forget the diplomats, and forget the might of India. You can't even move this pen on my table. Forget what you can do in India. I think this is a good enough lesson for you. Take a chill pill. Relax, have coffee or whatever you like, I don't know. Then think over it and reassess your policy. India is a superpower in making. The sooner you realize that, Justin Theodore, the better you are and the people of Canada are. Namaskar. On that note, what I would request you is to kindly like, share and subscribe our channel. You have to like this video, all of you. And friends, you have to join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We are talking something very sensational about China and how that is related to the election of India and how what is the common between Rahul Gandhi's tactics and what China is to check. Communist Party of China is trying to do. Was that a part of the MOU? We have been also subjected to this. This we are talking tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. So you have to join us. On that note, I am hopeful you will like, share and subscribe it. You will forward it on all your WhatsApp groups. That is what you can do in the national service. I'll take your agya today, as I have to say, Bharat Mata ki jai, Vande Mataram, and Har 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 Mahadev. Thank you.